Yeah, the barnyard. That's talking about.
That would be fenced in?
Mm-hmm.
How would you raise cotton back in the old days? You ever hear of folks raising cotton?
No, I always heard about how they'd get out and chop it, chop cotton and pick it. But I never heard about how they...
Okay, cotton and corn grow in a... In a what? What do they grow around here? How do they grow things? You ever been out in...
They grow them in rows.
Yeah.
They come out. Rows of cotton, rows of corn.
Yeah, well, you said it was a big, what, a cotton?
Field.
Field of cotton.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fences would you have here in town, like around a house or around a garden?
Some have just the nice wire fences, and some have built the board fences, painted them,
Board? Have you seen the ones that are sharpened on the end?
Mm-hmm.
That's called a... What kind of fence?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Picket fence? Do you have those?
Picket fence, yeah.
Alright, now the kind of dishes you use, like, what would your mother's best dishes would be called, or what?
Good china.
Good china, right.
Mm-hmm.
What would you use to carry? What would folks use to carry water in, say, around the yard?
Buckets or big jars.
Okay. What sort of container? Like, do you have animals in your house? Yeah,
what? We've always had a dog, and I had two birds. I used to have a bird. Okay. I have a funny story I can tell about my bird, if you want to hear it. Have I ever told you this? I had this bird that I got from my music teacher that taught me piano. She was kind of crazy anyway.
Yeah.
And his name was Petey, and we had a long, I guess we had a year, and he used to fly around the house. He would come to the house and go, zoop, and then I'll get down the floor. Lisa Lewis was a friend. She used to hate it anyway. They claimed that I didn't feed the bird for 2 weeks, and somehow it got out of its cage, and the cage door went up, and we think it must have squeezed through the rail. we don't know. But I came home one day from school. My daddy would leave for work at 2:30, and I came home from school. I was the first one home. I went in the bathroom, and this bird was laying up on the back of the commode, and my daddy left a note. He said, "Jenny, I found the bird floating in the commode." And we assumed that it just hit the wall and fell in and drowned. We don't know. But it was just laying there. It was still. And we got a feeling we put in a box. And Tommy and my brother and Gary, we got there and we took it out. And they, they were pallbearers. And they dug it home. We sang Rock of Ages. That was funny. We had made a tune, a little tombstone. The other one had a heart attack, by the way. The other bird did.
God rest his soul.
Yeah. Did you like that story?
That's funny. No, that is funny. When you had something on the side of the table where you, in the kitchen where you rake all the scraps of the dog, what else was what?
The garbage or the waste basket?
For the dogs?
Scraps. Scrap plate.
Scrap plate. Now, what do you cook eggs in? Fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Frying pan.
Skillet.
Yeah. What's that made out of?
Skillet?
Yeah.
Ours are those big iron, not iron ones, but ironware, black ones.
Have you ever seen the ones that has legs on it they put in a fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? You know what that is?
No, I've seen them, but I don't know what you call them.
Something big and black. And they
kettle.
Have back.
Big pot?
Yeah.
Kettle. Yeah, we got one that looks like, the one that witches used to use that was kind of small.
Bubble.
Yeah.
And when you want some flowers, your mother would go out in the yard and
pick them.
Pick
some. Not some daffodils. What else? Yeah, daffodils.
And put them in a
vase.
In a house. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you set the table, do you eat with?
A plate and a fork and spoon and a knife.
Okay. Different types of